This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Six candidates hoping to win the Democratic presidential nomination debating last night in Iowa, the last debate before the Iowa caucuses. With some highlights, here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Former Vice President Joe Biden was asked, "Are you prepared for the insults you will face debating President Trump?"
I am prepared for that. Look, I've been the object of his affection now more than anybody else in this state. I've taken all the hits he can deliver, and I'm getting better in the polls.
Mayor Pete Buttigieg.
This is our one shot to defeat Donald Trump, and to do it by such a big margin that we send Trumpism into the dustbin of history, too.
Meantime, President Trump rallied supporters in Milwaukee, which is the site of the Democratic National Convention.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says they'll be sending the articles of impeachment to the Senate today, and this is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
As we mentioned earlier, President Trump had a big rally last night in Milwaukee where he said he was being impeached by the House because Democrats stand no chance of winning in 2020.
And then our opponents say, "We're not going to win. Let's impeach President Trump." Let's impeach him.
With Democrats expected to vote today on sending articles of impeachment to the Senate, the president said he's not concerned, and he's looking forward to signing an initial trade deal with China, which will benefit American labor workers. He says his critics are suffering from, quote, Trump derangement syndrome. About 60 people treated for injuries after a Delta Airlines flight that had just taken off in Los Angeles and suffered some engine issues dumped jet fuel over public schools near L.A. The elementary school students suffered skin irritation from that jet fuel dump. And this is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Two more Republicans are supporting a resolution that would limit President Trump's war powers. Republican Senators Susan Collins and Todd Young coming out in support of a revised measure, giving it enough votes now to pass in the U.S. Senate. Collins, the senator from Maine, says the resolution would continue to allow the president to respond to emergencies, though it clarifies that the legislative branch is what declares war. The revised resolution that was proposed by Virginia Democrat Tim Kaine prohibits the president from using U.S. armed forces against Iran unless Congress does authorize it. Former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn asking a judge to let him withdraw his guilty plea. His lawyers filing a motion yesterday ahead of his scheduled sentencing. His lawyers say the decision was made because of the government's bad faith and vindictiveness. Sorry, that's hard to say this early, but Flynn pleaded guilty to lying to the FBI about discussions with Russia's ambassador to the U.S. during Trump's transition. He is scheduled to be sentenced later this month, but his lawyers are asking for a delay. And Build-A-Bear now says its customers will soon be able to build a baby Yoda. Meanwhile, Hasbro says it's releasing a talking Baby Yoda in May. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is Dan Perkins for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. Did you know that about 1 in 10 veterans are homeless in the United States? For the third year in a row, Songs and Stories for Soldiers has sponsored the Santa Belle Shoes and Socks for Homeless Veterans program. In 2019, the people of Southwest Florida donated to the Bay Pines VA Healthcare District 550 pairs of shoes and over 1,200 pairs of socks for homeless veterans. So here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. This summer, set up a group of people to collect shoes and socks for homeless veterans in your community between Thanksgiving and Christmas 2020. Sit down and have a conversation with the Voluntary Services Director at your local VA hospital and telling him what you're going to do. If you have any questions, have them contact their counterpart at the Bay Pines Healthcare System. You may find that someday you may be recipient of shoes and socks for homeless veterans. This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
It's what we do, and it's how we roll. Horace Cooper joins us now. We've missed him. It just ain't no sunshine when you're not around, Horace Cooper. I just want you to know, I realize that. I go, man, I haven't talked to Horace Cooper since last year.
Good morning, and happy New Year to you.
Hey, happy New Year. A former constitutional law professor is with us to straighten us all out and get us on the right road, and lots to talk about from Nick Sandman, what we've been dealing with in the Middle East, and, of course, last night's debate. So let's start with the debates. Many on the left are saying, oh, hum.
Well, they have been saying, oh, hum, and... was there one for quite some time? You know, it's been really, really a remarkably bad strategy on the part of the DNC to insist that they not broadcast their debates on mainstream networks like Fox News,
exactly,
which have very, very large audiences. But it's been a double whammy because it turns out that MSNBC and CNN are acting as if they're the super woke networks, and they are helping to marginalize whoever ends up being the nominee of their party. The kinds of questions that they should be asking to appeal to the mainstream, middle of America type voter, they're not asking those questions on these networks.
So
not only are fewer and fewer people watching, the very kinds of questions that are being asked, we're highly likely to see clips of them in ads coming up after the summer, showing just how the out of the mainstream the nominee ultimately is.
This is like a bad infomercial, you know, Horace? You know, people that do this for a living, that produce infomercials, could have done such a better job in this whole process, as you say, the way it's been handled. It's as if MSNBC and CNN have tried to, you know, construct the narrative on the fly here, because questions that were asked initially, the answers were so bad and goofy, like any of the Green Deal and some of these other pet projects. Those have gone by the wayside. We don't hear any more questions. It's like, oh, we don't even want to hear the answer anymore, so let's not even ask that question, right?
Yeah, but you see, what they have, though, is a problem of, one, they're not allowed, they're not capable of coming forward and saying it's a great day for America when Soleimani is no longer walking among the living. It is also the case that, as you saw earlier this summer, when they all agreed any health care reform in America must absolutely include those who are not lawfully allowed to be in the country. That the idea that government ought to be shutting down energy sources when, as this winter is ramping up, more and more Americans are appreciative of the fact that there are technologies available that allow for them to keep their homes in a climate control fashion that keeps them comfortable.
Exactly. Especially the very poor. Exactly.
We're going to get rid of that.
Right. Right. Yeah, and the poor people are going to pay the big price on it, as they always do. And, oh, yeah, by the way, on the heels of all the disruption in the Middle East, thank God we're energy independent. What kind of havoc and what kind of leverage could Iran and the rest of the Middle East, ne'er-do-wells, you know, the players, the maleficent ones, what kind of pressure would they have put on the U.S. right now?
We're in a position where we can look with a steely-eyed view at the Middle East and determine what's in America's interest, what's in America's allies' interest in terms of how we will respond. Not, oh my gosh, you know, we desperately need the assets and the resources that they provide, and I guess we have to just give them the benefit of the doubt. Mm-hmm. For too long in my lifetime, that's actually been our posture.
Exactly.
They drove American foreign policy, Western Europe foreign policy, because we desperately needed what they provide. Now that we are energy independent, it isn't the case that we've simply said, oh, you guys can all go to hell. Mm-hmm. It is the case that we now say, well, wait a second. Let's look at this from a perspective of how does this benefit America, America's allies, and our interests in a stable region. That is a much better proposition, and that's why when the president said, yep, we're going to go in and support Saudi Arabia, but they're going to pay us for it.
That's right.
Wow.
Exactly. Yeah.
What a change.
What a novel concept. Not to mention the fact that here it is that, look at it, if you want to be a positive contributor to the body, to your neighbors, to the world at large and the economy, hey, you're welcome aboard. But if you want to be an idiot and start blowing up things and terrorizing people, well, we've got an answer for that. And Donald Trump executed that answer very effectively, and can we say deterrence?
Oh, no, absolutely. There's no question. And this is what we would normally think people could all come together about.
Yes.
We were told in the fevered hours shortly after the strike, oh my gosh, we are on a war footing. Mm. This is it. There is nothing other than another $1 trillion plus commitment. Well, here's what it turns out. It turns out that the Iranian government had never been told there are consequences. Well, we said it. They'd never been shown that there are consequences. And when they realized that there are consequences, they came up with a response that was far different than what all of those naysayers of those who purvey the orange band bad idea,
yes, right,
or concept.
Mm-hmm.
All those naysayers are now just sort of quiet, not saying, oh, we were wrong, I see, this has worked out. And it is telling, and this is what I mean by the American people watching, it is telling when you can't stand with the American people and cheer for accomplishments of the American people, regardless of who is president.
Exactly. Well, the thing is also to consider here, Horace, is the president's playing chess while everybody else is playing checkers. He is 3-4 moves ahead. I mean, this is why maximum pressure, how this strategy came into play, because it came time, and I'm sure the rebel rousers there in Iran told the mullahs, hey, we need to give them hell. We need to come out. And they go, well, how many missiles do we have left? You know, what kind of military support do we have left in the bank here? We're running out of money. We can't afford to ignite. I mean, we can bluster and blow and, you know, blow the house down and say what we're going to say. But the fact of the matter is that we don't have the finances to cash that check, do we?
No, absolutely. And here's a plan that was implemented. implemented 6 or 7 months ago,
exactly.
Well before impeachment, having nothing to do with any distraction and everything to do with America's national security. Chess, not
yes,
checkers.
Exactly. More from Horace Cooper as we are going to address Nick Sandman's big payday, and this is just the beginning of things yet to come. Stand by. We're coming on just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour. We've got more from Horace after this.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
I took my family on a vacation like the one you're about to hear about, and we had an amazing time. And the best part about it was the price.
If you're looking for an amazing, fun-filled vacation for you and your family for an unbelievable price, keep listening for details on how you can get a fabulous 4-day vacation for just $99. Westgate Resorts has been a leader in affordable vacation plans since 1982, and now you can choose from over 10 beautiful resort destinations across the United States, like Orlando, Florida, or the Smoky Mountains in Tennessee. So whether you love world famous theme parks or the tranquility of nature, Westgate Resorts has your next dream vacation. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 to call, we'll tell you about our $29 Las Vegas special. Call right now to book your amazing vacation for only $99.
800-883-1612. 800-883-1612. Call 800-883-1612.
This advertisement is being used for the purpose of soliciting sales of a timeshare plan. Restrictions apply. Go to westgateterms.com for complete offer terms.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour. The former constitutional law professor, recognized legal commentator, Horace Cooper, continues with us. And you're author of a new book, huh? Got a new book coming up?
It's going to be coming out this spring. It's how Donald Trump is making Black America great again. It's already available for pre-sale on Barnes & Noble and Amazon. So that's Amazon's. My pitch.
Well, good. Well, they check it out, and we're going to link it on our website as well. Are you going to do any autographing of pre-sold books or anything like that?
I'm sure that the publisher has lots of plans. As my old boss used to say, I expect to get worked like a borrowed mule.
as long as you're returned to sender, it's okay. You know, I don't want you to be too busy on this thing, but all the best on that upcoming book. That's going to be awesome because, you know, all the research, the facts are there. I mean, and this counters the mainstream media's primary narrative. I mean, anything about Donald Trump is always so negative, and, 95% according to MRC is negative about the president. But the reality down home around the kitchen table is that Americans have more money in their pocket. We talk about energy independence. We talk about, you know, the threat of the Middle East and how Donald Trump is keeping us out of war. He is, again, returning to that axiom that we loved so much in the 80s, that it's peace through strength, and that's being exercised, and America is sleeping better, even though all these threats abound right now. We're relieved that we have a commander-in-chief that's looking out for our national security.
Yeah, every one of the critics promised us, from Barack Obama down, that if Donald Trump were to win, it was just going to be a parade of horrible. We were told the economy was going to go south. We were told that we were going to be at war and that it would be Korea, North and South Korea conflict, that there would just be every single problem that this country could ever have imagined faced would occur. And it has been remarkable that it's been the opposite of that. And I keep liking the point you're making, chess, not checkers.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, he is much smarter than the media would play him out to be. I mean, I think the other day several of us were counting, according to the mainstream media, I think we're up to World War VII that Donald Trump has ignited. And, they lose credibility in all this. The economy is robust as it is.
Depression.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, whoa, let's, what, you guys stop
talking. Here's what's refreshing about the economy, and I do want to get to Nick Sandman, but here's what's refreshing about the economy. I watched for 8 years of Barack Obama's administration where the NASDAQ and the Dow and the stock market did in fact grow, and it grew quite well. But what didn't happen was the rest of America also grew. We have record growth happening, and that means the latest Department of Labor statistics said every single metropolitan area in the United States had growth over the last 24 months in income. Mm-hmm. Over 8 years of the Obama administration, only 25% of metro areas actually saw growth. People are actually having more money in their pockets. They're actually getting to do things that we'd never seen before. Go see grandma for Thanksgiving. Go on a vacation, not a staycation. These are the kinds of changes that we're seeing with his policies that are very different from what we saw before.
And the other thing, too, is you had the former president limiting our growth and productivity.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
Saying that we were going to be maybe 1.8%. And then you get this gazillionaire out of Manhattan who doesn't know better. He didn't read Barack Obama's memo. He says, no, we could probably do 4-5% GDP. We got to get Regulation Nation off the throats of the productive Americans. And, and look at his policies are working. And, the question is, if you had your favorite home team, do you want a coach that says, hey, look at, what I've got to offer you is a mediocre season. We're going to win as many games as we lose. Is that okay? We're not going to make it to the Super Bowl.
We could aim for 50-50.
Yeah.
Season.
Yeah.
So bad. Come Come on now.
You know, think, you know, it's okay. Mediocrity is okay. And but America has never been mediocre. Only by force has it been mediocre, as has been proven previously. But anyway, that aside, I mean, so who are you going to choose? You know, you want to choose a winner, and we're winning with Donald Trump. So why are we going to let go of the momentum that we have? We just need to get some of this insanity out of the way, this resistance that continues to want to put the stick in the spokes of Donald Trump and the American people, so that we can move on and really do some good work on behalf of America, whether it has to do with border security or health care, and even I believe the deficit. As great a job as Donald Trump has done in job creation, I believe the mantra after his reelection, Horace, between you and me, it should be about the deficit. Let's go. I mean, he asks every day, how are we doing on jobs? How are we doing on jobs? Well, after reelection, he needs to ask, how are we doing on the budget? How are we doing? And you start watching. If he focuses there, that budget, that deficit will start to go down, I guarantee you.
When mom or dad get a great new job, great raises and bonuses, suddenly they start to say, hey, you know that Visa bill that's been terrorizing us for the
right.
last 5 or 6 years? We're going to start paying that down. Why don't we pay the car off early? When you are growing, you can actually do debt management. And what we've been seeing in the past is we're going to not grow, and we're also just going to keep charging it on the credit card.
Exactly.
And people wondered, how long can that last?
Yeah. Let's talk Nick Sandman. Big victory here, huh? CNN's going to pay up big time. We don't know all the facts, but we know that we hear some pain, you know, coming from the headquarters of CNN, and they deserve it.
So this is a classic case of prisoner's dilemma. We learned in law school that if you have two accused individuals, you place them in separate cells, and you begin to ask them questions. And the hope is one of the two will come out and rat quote the other. But if they both keep silent, neither of them can ultimately be held accountable. The prisoner's dilemma is, when you're sitting in the room by yourself, are you trusting that the other guy's going to keep silent, or are you incentivized to quickly rush out and say, no, it wasn't me, I only played a limited role, it was them. This is where the big media, Washington Post, CNN, MSNBC, these other organs are facing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one of the prisoners has already given up the ghost.
Yes.
That has put in a very, very imperiled position the defense plans of the others. And I predict we're likely to see a cascading of announcements, but this could have real fundamental change for how media operates.
Exactly. Well, the attorney, one of the attorneys for Nick Sandman, is now running for a Congress in, I believe it's in Kentucky. And one of the things that he wants to bring to the legislature is a new law that, that puts a check on these kind of attacks that the media rendered, because they've been able to get away with this. I mean, the reason that this big payoff has taken place is because this has been going on for a long time. It's been ignored, and the media thought, okay, hey, we're too big, they're never going to come after us, we're covered on this deal, and guess what, they found out they're not.
Well, you know, the Supreme Court destroyed, in the New York libel case, destroyed essentially all benefits for defamation and libel by creating out of whole cloth this idea that you're a public figure, that you have to show actual malice, something that requires getting into the heart, mind of people, rather than the normal standard, which is just show that something false was said.
Exactly.
Show that it was heard by others, that a person was clearly identified as doing it, mm-hmm. and that it was done so without care as to its accuracy.
You know, we need to have you back because we're out of time, and really drill deep into this topic and what you're sharing with us right now. That will be continued. Horace Cooper, thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Six candidates hoping to win the Democratic presidential nomination debating last night in Iowa. The last debate before the Iowa caucuses. With some highlights, here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Former Vice President Joe Biden was asked, "Are you prepared for the insults you will face debating President Trump?"
I am prepared for that. Look, I've been the object of his affection now more than anybody else in the state. I've taken all the hits he can deliver, and I'm getting better in the polls.
Mayor Pete Buttigieg.
This is our one shot to defeat Donald Trump, and to do it by such a big margin that we send Trumpism into the dustbin of history, too.
Meantime, President Trump rallied supporters in Milwaukee, which is the site of the Democratic National Convention.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says they'll be sending the articles of impeachment to the Senate today, and this is USA Radio News.
Hi everyone, Wade Alaroos. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Bill Martinez, live. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez, it's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. Jenny Beth Martin joins us now. Jenny Beth is the president and co-founder of Tea Party Patriots. Happy New Year, Jenny Beth.
Happy New Year. Thanks for having me, Beth.
Well, we've turned the corner. Always great to have you here and have your perspective for our audience. Let's talk. There's so much to talk about, but let's first focus on the Democratic Party. Cory Booker decided to fold his tent. What we're going to see on the debate stage is the very thing that Democrats were haranguing about, and that is old, mostly white people. And that's what they're ending up with. I mean, this has got to be a bit disconcerting for them.
I think that it probably is a bit disconcerting because they focus so much on identity politics rather than what a person has accomplished or what they stand for. The people who focus only on identity politics are probably going to be very, very disappointed with that debate stage.
Yeah, without a doubt. And, of course, now you have some infighting between Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren. Supposedly, Bernie was quoted as saying that no woman could ever get elected president. Boy, that really released some fireworks within the party tent, right?
It really did. And, you know, what's so interesting about that is that up until now, for the past year, Bernie and Elizabeth Warren have had this non-aggression pact. It's not like they necessarily have it in writing or anything. They've just agreed to hit everyone else and not each other until now, until this week. And now we're 3 weeks away from the Iowa caucus. The stakes are very high, and they're going after one another.
Exactly. And then in the midst of all that, let's finally release the articles of impeachment. And so now you've got these presidential candidates that are going to be sitting quietly. They're not even going to be in a position, as I was sharing with Al Parada from the stream, they're not even going to get a chance to grandstand or even, you know, look significantly important during this impeachment process, are they?
No, they won't. They'll be just sitting there quietly. They can only pass notes for questions that they want to have asked. It will be a much different proceeding than what we are used to seeing come out of either the House or the Senate.
So what is Nancy Pelosi's idea here and what she did in basically benching these key presidential candidates and allowing an open lane for Joe Biden and, let's say, Michael Bloomberg?
Yeah, that is certainly suspicious, isn't it? And she's waiting to give the articles of impeachment until there's a debate, and then it's 3 weeks before the Iowa caucus. And this act that they had to vote on before Christmas because they claimed that the president was a clear and present danger, and he was in a crime was in process. The articles of impeachment have no crime, and the clear and present danger could wait over 20 days and nearly a month before they move the articles along. It just shows what this was about all along. This impeachment is not about holding the president accountable. It's about trying to affect the 2020 election, and they're afraid that they can't beat him unless they weaponize impeachment.
And this whole situation, as we were discussing earlier, Jenny Beth, is what it all boils down to, this is an extension, in my perspective, this is an extension of the Kavanaugh hearings. The progressives, the Democrats, the pro-abortionists are losing their skulls over the impact that Donald Trump has made to the court in getting two justices on the court. There's a chance, if he is reelected, that there could be two, maybe three more additions to the court, replacing rather liberal justices. I mean, this is freaking them out, and they're all in, desperately fighting over this, I believe, core issue more than anything else. I mean, Iran, you know, their stance on Iran. I mean, how ironic. I mean, if but for Donald Trump, you know, what happened at the Baghdad embassy could have easily been Benghazi 2.0, because we know the former Secretary of State was so effective in handling the situation in Benghazi. What would have happened at Baghdad?
You know, it's scary to even think about. And when things like that happen, there are times in the last 3 years that I just think, thank goodness it was not Hillary Clinton who became president. I'm so thankful that it is actually Donald Trump who is our commander in chief. And in the events in the last few weeks really just shine a light on that and make me even more thankful.
Exactly.
So, you know, we still have a lot of work to do. I think you're right. For the liberals and the very radical people, they know they can't win their ideas in the legislative process because they're so radical. They need to be able to go around the legislative process and have activist judges. Mm-hmm. And whether it's in a lower court or the Supreme Court, that's what they want to see happen. They don't want more people like Kavanaugh and Gorsuch who are going to stick to the original meaning of the Constitution and the Constitution as it's been amended. That's not what they want. They want judges who will enact their radical philosophy through court rulings. And for them, there's a lot at stake when that's how you want to see the country run.
Exactly. And Jenny Beth, to your point, Donald Trump has been filling those empty chairs that Barack Obama left open. And Donald Trump has been filling those chairs with originalists, with judges who believe in the Constitution. So the Democrats and these radicals are, you know, when they go job shopping as they do, judge shopping, there's less judges now available to them who are willing or more just who have that activist, you know, role to play or mindset.
That is exactly right. And I think that this is a situation where you just mentioned that President Obama left those seats open, and that is true. And that is in large part because Leader McConnell understood what it meant if he was able to work with the Senate rules as they existed and play by the rules and make it where those seats were open. Mm-hmm. Because of that and the fact that Trump won and became president, we're seeing the courts are changing before our very eyes, and they're going back to what I think our founding fathers would want, and that is judges who rule and let the Constitution be the guide. That may not mean we like every single decision that judges make, because laws do get passed, and we may not like the laws. But if the laws are constitutional, even if we don't like them, then we have a chance to change them through the legislative process.
Without a doubt. And I think you bring up an excellent point regarding Mitch McConnell. I think that it's underreported. He's underappreciated for the interference that he ran on our behalf as someone who loves the Constitution and is doing his part to protect it, and what he did in keeping space open for one Donald Trump. And going back to what we said earlier, you know, if Hillary Clinton was our president, the policies, the very policies that were choking off the productivity of Americans would have continued. The regulation nation would have overwhelmed, you know, our companies. The corporations would not be coming back to America. Dollars would not be coming back to America. Our GDP. Barack Obama said, hey, the new standard is 1.8. That was going to be the new standard for America. All that has been obliterated because of the vision and because of the leadership of one Donald J. Trump.
That is exactly right. He's cut regulations, he's reduced taxes, and we're seeing the economy grow in a way that many of us have never seen in our adult lives.
Exactly.
And wages are going up, our 401ks are going up, household incomes are going up. If you don't like your job, unemployment is so low, you can go negotiate for better terms with your employer or go find another job, because there are more people hiring than there are looking for jobs right now. That means it's the employee's market right now.
Without a doubt. She's the president and co-founder of the Tea Party Patriots. You must be an activated citizen to get this country back on track. Jenny Beth, where can they go to activate their citizenship?
The best place to go right now is to TrumpDefenseTeam.com. Again, TrumpDefenseTeam.com.
Attention timeshare owners. Are high maintenance fees driving you crazy? Well, how would you like to rent or even sell your timeshare and eliminate your maintenance fees? Now you can by making one quick call to Timeshares by Owner, a national company with an A+ BBB rating that specializes in helping consumers sell or rent their timeshares. And if you call right now, we'll give you a free timeshare market evaluation and explain to you our exclusive double your money back guarantee. Now you don't need to be wasting money on a timeshare you don't always use. You can rent or even sell it. Call right now and get your free market report and learn about our industry-leading double your money back guarantee. Learn your options now on how to sell or rent your timeshare and eliminate most of the cost and headaches. Call now. 800-715-6093. 800-715-6093. That's 800-715-6093.
You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing. Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. field. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
The silence of the mountains and the crashing of the sea.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. As we've been talking, I've been looking forward to this conversation with Kevin Downs. Remember the last time we talked, we were talking about his hit movie, I Can Only Imagine. And coming up this spring, we've got a new good one, I Still Believe. It's Jeremy Camp's story, as you'll recall. We spoke with Jeremy a couple of months back. Kevin, good to have you with us. How you doing?
Hey, Bill. It's good to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, what a project. You're producing I Still Believe, Jeremy Camp's story. Tell our audience about it.
Yeah, I Still Believe is it's the story of Jeremy Camp. It opens in theaters everywhere on March 13th. Our distribution partner, Lionsgate, they are literally they're putting everything they got into it. The release size is almost double the size of I Can Only Imagine, and everybody remembers how big that was. So it's exciting. The story's really, it's really inspirational. It's, you know, it's a young love story. It's the story of Jeremy Camp's story when he was around 18, 19, 20 years old, and how God led him into his worldwide ministry today of singing music and really inspiring audiences. And I think everybody, whether you're male, female, young, or old, are really going to relate to it.
Yeah, no doubt, you know, tears will be shed, but like all instances when tears are shed, we realize there is a God of compassion who comes alongside and redeems, right?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, it's quite amazing because, you know, here he was a young kid and he met this girl and they fell in love and quickly they got married and then quickly she was diagnosed with cancer, and then he's kind of left with the decision of what do you do in the face when you believe that Everything's not necessarily going to go your way. And he had such tremendous faith that his whole goal was really just to serve her in the midst of those circumstances. And she was really reluctant to allow him to do that, but that was what his heart was. And you know, at the end of the day, it's amazing how it all worked out and what transpired in the course of their relationship and in the course of their story, because I don't think we would have some of the great songs that we have that have come from him, a lot of great worship songs.
Exactly.
And without, you know, the struggles and the trials that he went through. And so we put all of it into a story, into a film, and we really hope audiences enjoy it and that they're moved by it.
Kevin, what was packed so much in that, about a year that they had together?
Yeah, I mean, it was almost a little bit less than that that they had together. You know, it's something miraculous happened where all the scans were clear, and then they went on their honeymoon, and then she just wasn't feeling right. And when they got back home, they went back in, and then the cancer was back. And so, you know, kind of go on that roller coaster ride. You're faced with some tough decisions, and your emotions kind of go all over the place. But he was so rooted in who he was and where God wanted him to be. And it was it's inspiring just to see the story and to see that, you know, the actors that we have are so good.
I was going to say, yeah.
KJ Apa plays Jeremy Camp, and he really bought into what it was that we're doing wholeheartedly. You know, he's a believer himself, and he just was really inspired by Jeremy and Melissa's story. Britt Robertson plays Melissa. She's amazing. I mean, the movie really pivots around her and her story, and just the way that she lives that out, the trials that she lives through are something that are really inspiring. So I'm really proud of the film. Out of my 20 plus years doing this, it's a film that I've wanted to do for the past 8 years, and it's just kind of worked out the way they did after I Can Only Imagine, and we saw how the audiences really responded to the true life stories of some of the Christian music heroes that we have, and so this was the next one that we wanted to do.
Well, speaking of the cast, Shania Twain and Gary Sinise as well, right?
Yeah, I mean, Shania Twain and Gary Sinise, they played Jeremy's parents. They are, what a treat to work with both of them. You know, it's what Gary does for our troops around the world and for families of our troops was that we just had to have him be a part of this, because his essence is kind of what this story is, and he was really thrilled to be a part of it. And Shania is really great. Obviously, everybody knows her music. Mm-hmm. But again, the cast, you know, they bought into what the script was. And it's not just kind of a thing for them. They really got to buy into the story that we're trying to tell, and they're totally on board, and they're really proud of the film.
Well, now Jeremy at this point had already gone through Bible college, right?
Yeah, so the movie covers right before he enters Bible college. He went to school out in California in a little town called Marietta, Calvary Chapel, Marietta.
Right, I was very familiar with it when we talked about it. He brought that up. I said, I'm a Southern California boy.
Okay.
And Pastor Chuck, you know, I was at blessed to be at his feet to learn wisely the Word of God and his preaching and what he did at Marietta. So when he mentioned that he had been out there to attend Bible college, we connected right away.
Yeah. So we keep true to that. And obviously they met while he was in college. And so most of the film takes place during those college years.
Mm-hmm.
And we kind of get to see the story unfold in that environment.
Well, and as you say, so much of who Jeremy is today, the songs that came out of the pain and the questioning and the fear of that experience and that part of his life, today, in much the same way, like I Can Only Imagine, when you appreciate the backstory, it really adds a dimension to the music that we've been singing along with Jeremy Camp for all these years. And I sense that there's going to be a rebirth of those songs as a result of the movie.
Yeah, I think so. And I think one of the things, I mean, I'm a huge fan of Christian music, so I don't just make the movies, but my radio dial is tuned into Christian music all day, every day. And so I love the fact that there are so many people that have yet to discover the stories behind these great artists.
Mm-hmm.
And we learned that, you know, by making I Can Only Imagine. And Jeremy's story and what we tell and I Still Believe is something that is just so undeniable that it has to be told. I'm really proud of him, most of all, because, you know, the music comes from you know, the trials and the struggles that they go through. It's what makes the music so great. But to be able to kind of have your story told, you know, in a movie for the world to see, I don't think it's an easy thing. And he was willing to, you know, the way we craft the scripts, we do them off of interviews. And so Jeremy and his wife, Adi, they did literally 2 days worth of interviews. And that's, you know, basically recreating the story as it happened. And that's how we create the screenplay and ended up making the movie. And so it's something that everybody's going to be inspired by. And if my mom and my wife aren't inspired, then it's not necessarily worth it.
Exactly.
I got to make it for everybody. So people are going to enjoy it.
Well, Kevin, you know, you mentioned Adi and Jeremy since remarried. They have 3 children together. And, you know, and people understandably would say, well, how's Adi's response to this in watching, you know, the story of, you know, his first marriage?
Yeah, I mean, that was one of the first things that we asked her, and her response is so quick, and it's very firm. She goes, you know, I'm really protective of Jeremy and Melissa's story. She really has ownership in it.
Wow.
And, you know, the night that we showed the film to their whole family, it was really a special moment because, you know, sort of got to witness Jeremy and Adi explain to their kids kind of why this happened and why they're so significant, and that they wouldn't be here with them if the story hadn't happened. And it really just kind of placed it in a perspective that really made sense. And I had tears in my eyes. I was literally like, oh my goodness, this is incredible. But I, you know, they're such great teachers. They're such great friends, and they just have such a heart for the Lord. It's really inspiring to see that. You know, you want the good guys to win. And I love making films that kind of give that a shot.
Well, this is, you know, a movie, a redemptive movie that reminds everybody that God's hand is active in our lives. He's watching out for us. You know, he tells us to pursue peace, but also at the same time, God is pursuing peace for us. And I believe that in this movie, I still believe that we're going to see undeniable aspects of God's hand in people's lives.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, sometimes it can be tough to watch some of the difficult things, and people are like, you know, I don't necessarily want to live through that, but I can tell you that the hope that is on the other side of it is something that we all need to hear. I mean, even in my own life, it's like I get so inspired. I've seen the movie obviously 200 or 300 times because you're making it, but but in my own life, I still get inspired by, even though I've seen it so many times, by the hope and the inspiration, the redemption that is so prevalent in the story. And it's why I love making the films. I mean, I over the weekend actually had the privilege to kind of share it with my own pastor, and he was just in tears, and he was just like, this is going to change so many lives. That was his first comment out of his mouth. And that's the point. You know, we want to entertain, and we're making entertaining content. But at the end of the day, we really want to impact people's lives for the better. And I think I still believe he's going to do that. So we're excited about it.
Kevin, movies like this, how do you discover them? Or are you just, you're thankful that God just brings it to your doorstep? How do these stories come about?
Yeah, you know, it's funny because it's a God. I mean, literally the last 2 films are a God thing. And, you know, Jeremy Camp's story is something I knew about for about 8 years and was starting to develop it. And the timing just wasn't right. And, but I knew the story itself was just so undeniable. And when we got into filming, I can only imagine Bart Millard's story. I couldn't stop thinking about Jeremy Camp's story. I'm like, man, God, if this works, that's the story we've got to tell next, because it's something that people are going to want so bad. And was really, obviously, when I Can Only Imagine came out, there was just this hunger and this desire for these redemptive stories like that. And we're really pleased with it.
Exactly. And we're going to link it on our website as well, Kevin Downs. Again, thank you so much. Congratulations on the movie. We can hardly wait. Kevin, along with the Irwin Brothers, the producers of I Still Believe, Jeremy Camp's story. Kevin, thank you so much for being with us. Have a great year.
All right. Thanks, Bill.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen.
The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Maybe not.